Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, January 29th, 2010. Well, we are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, a married couple, and we prepare these messages. However, today Brooksine had to take a stair to an appointment, and I'm in front of the microphone all by myself today. Thank you for taking a few moments to listen as we seek to provide biblical instruction and encouragement. Today's message is titled, Feet That Bring Good News. The scripture text is from Isaiah 52, verse 7, which states, How beautiful on the mountains are the feet of those who bring good news, who proclaim peace, who bring good tidings, who proclaim salvation, who say to Zion, Your God reigns. I have a couple of old pairs of wingtip dress shoes Brooksine bought for me at our local thrift store. They look great and are two brands I don't normally buy, Florsheim and Bostonian. However, each pair has a hole in the sole. A friend of mine at church knows a man who can repair them by replacing with new soles and volunteered to take them to him. I took the shoes to our midweek Bible study to hand them over to him and placed them on the platform as a demonstration prior to the service. I asked if anyone might be reminded of a particular verse at that little demonstration. Sure enough, an astute Bible student, a retired minister, quoted the daily verse. About 10 years ago, there was an interesting TV commercial that ran during the World Series. While the song "You're So Beautiful to Me" played, and in the background, there were scenes of different athletes demonstrating the injuries they sustained, common to their sport. Well, there was a man with a cauliflower ear, which is something wrestlers have dealt with in the past, although ear protection helps now, and other sports injuries. It was a clever advertisement for Nike athletic shoes. One brief scene in the commercial shows the gnarled and calloused feet of a runner. Well, this brings to mind the daily scripture verse. The Bible says that the feet of those who bring good news are beautiful. Now, I normally don't consider the feet a beautiful part of the anatomy, but God's Word says they are. But what does the Lord see as beauty in our feet? Well, I certainly don't believe it's primarily related to physical features as we reckon beauty. I believe God is extolling those who are sent to bring good news, proclaim peace, bring good tidings, proclaim salvation. I'm quoting a portion of the Isaiah verse. The three-word summary of their message is, Your God reigns. This verse refers first to those who proclaim release to the captive. There's little doubt that many held captive by godless authority over a period of years had lost sight of the God of Israel. But this passage also foreshadows the announcement of salvation through the coming Messiah and the future work of the church. The Apostle Paul wrote in Romans 10, 14 and 15, two verses here, listen carefully. How then can they call on the one they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, How beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. Thus the Apostle Paul used this verse. Today God's messengers will climb the rugged Mount Dry deserts and stand on the street corners of crowded cities to proclaim the message of God's salvation to a troubled world. They are working it all throughout beleaguered Haiti. One of my surgeons, in fact, Dr. William Peepgrass, is now in Haiti with a mission medical team. Not only will they use their feet to travel to difficult places, but they'll use their hands to bandage the wounded and their voices to speak the truth in love. I believe God sees beauty in our surrendered devotion and sacrificial service as we fully dedicate our lives to Him and His cause. Some feet are doubtlessly calloused. Some are arthritic. Still others may be laden with painful bunions. But feet that have been active in bringing good news, proclaiming peace, bringing good tidings, and proclaiming salvation are beautiful in the eyes of God. The heart of the message is, your God reigns. Today, all over the world, God is calling His children to continue to bring the good news to a world besieged with bad news. Some 2,700 years after Isaiah first heard this word from our Lord, our victorious message has not changed. From the rooftops, we proclaim, our God reigns. I encourage all our listeners to dedicate their feet and their entire being to His glorious service. Let's pray. Father, Your reign is eternal, from everlasting to everlasting. Though millions have heard this powerful message, there are still so many, many people groups who have not heard the glorious, life-transforming truth of salvation. As You call dedicated believers to go to the ends of the earth, You also fit them with a readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. May they fearlessly make known the mystery of Your gospel to all who will listen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Well, thank you for joining me today. Brooksine knew what the message was today, but we had to leave too early to be of much help. We do have several supplemental resources up today. The daily text has been placed to a beautiful song aware of, saying earlier on in my Christian life, but still used, called Our God Reigns, and I have a nice video of that. I'm interested, I have the Nike ad that was ran about 10 years ago that I used as an illustration in today's message. Well, today's message is in part prompted by a discussion yesterday with a friend of mine, Mark Griffin. He shared with me about a ministry called Samaritan's Feet, and I have a little bit of information and a link to that up if you're interested. Finally, I don't know how long our local newspaper will keep this link up, but the doctor I referred to, he did two surgeries on me back about 7-8 years ago. His name is Dr. Peepgrass. He is a missionary kid, a medical doctor, surgeon, but he's in Haiti right now, and there's a nice report about him in the newspaper that we read that I found available online. Well, thank you for joining us today, joining me, really. And may God help you to continue to faithfully spread the good news and declare today to this needy world that God reigns. Hey, I should point out that our website is dailyencouragement.net. This is the message that I am reading and I have prepared for Friday, January 29th, 2010. Our blessings upon each listener today. Thank you.